Is the United States an empire? Arguments over this word cut to the heart of the debates over America's transformation over two centuries into the most powerful nation in the world. And yet the term itself is so politically loaded, it's very hard to provide a simple and satisfactory answer to this question. Those who argue against the idea point to the fact that the United States was a republic born from a revolutionary struggle against British imperialism, and that this left in its culture a deep vein of hostility to empire. They suggest that the United States has a long tradition of advocating the self-determination of peoples. Others, however, argue that the United States ended up copying the British Empire it broke away from, imposing its will on other peoples and nations around the world, and using financial, diplomatic, and military power to get its way. Both of these arguments have some truth to them. To understand the question better, though, it's perhaps helpful to go back to the late 19th century, when the United States really established itself as a major international power capable of rivaling the Europeans on the world stage. At this time, the United States began to exert its influence over other peoples and nations through the use of its growing economic and diplomatic muscle. It built a formidable navy that would serve as the embryo of what would become in the 20th century the most powerful military the world has ever seen. And it occupied lands that once belonged to other empires. Unlike earlier in the century, when the acquisition of new territory led to its annexation and incorporation as new states in the Union, with formal democratic representation and citizenship protections under the Constitution, these new territories were governed from afar, often with little democratic accountability and still less constitutional protection for their inhabitants.